Absolutely. Hi, Walt. What's on your mind?
Yeah, welcome back, Doctor. I guess you couldn't just stand to stay away from our weather, could you?
Oh, I know. Just love all these clouds and rain just like you do, sir.
Exactly. I'm a patient currently with Dr. Persa. Wanted to know what, say, your experience or approach towards, I know what you, when you talk about the federales, that implies something, towards trials for medicine. Does Tahoma Clinic do any of these, or have you done any of these, or you think that there's too much of the involvement of some government agency would make them unattractive to you?
Well, insofar as trials for natural things, yes, Tahoma Clinic has done some of those. Very fortunately, there are not a great number, but several very charitable donors to Tahoma Clinic Foundation, which is a 501c3 organization, got to say that, I guess. It's not Tahoma Clinic. For the specific purpose of doing studies on this, that, or the other thing. And so, yes, we have done them. It's perfectly, and we think they're very useful to do, just simply because we've been studying things that don't usually get studied. For example, 1953, some doctor put out a treatment for bursitis that works nearly every time that, guess what, isn't used in conventional medicine, and all it is B12 shots, no kidding. And so we decided to do a follow-up study on that, and sure enough, it works the large majority of the time. Tahoma Clinic Dad did that one a number of years ago. So we, of course, would limit studies to the use of molecules and energies found in nature. But other than that limitation, we'll study anything if somebody donates to Tahoma Clinic Foundation enough to support the research trial, we've done it. Now, getting over to one other thing, and then I'll shut up. And that is, you have seen, I'm sure, the reports of the not known until a few years ago scandals about medical research. For example, some Harvard professors, no kidding, accepted a bunch of money to tell us all that sugar was harmless and fats were bad for us. And that went on for years and years before that was uncovered by somebody looking into some archives. And so this whole business about low-fat diet was actually set off by donations from sugar companies to Harvard professors. And that's the kind of study that unfortunately does happen.
Well, I've been working with Dr. Persson, started on one of her regimens recently. So we're hoping to see what the results of that might be in the next several weeks.
Okay.
I've been following on the internet a particular trial medicine that's in there, like phase three trials, that seems to offer an alternative to a natural hormone that doesn't work for me and other people with my particular problem. According to the numbers, about 97,000 of us that have this type of problem, of close to it in the country, and 150,000 worldwide, if you can believe the numbers. But if it's okay, I would like to just maybe phone your office maybe next week and just leave a message with one of your associates or Holly, just to say, could you take a look at this particular item and see what you think when you have chance to?
Well, that'd be fine, sir. The person to be in touch with there is our administrative assistant. She handles paperwork and electronic work and passes it on to the appropriate people. And her name is Carrie, so get in touch with her, and she'll talk to you about how to send it in and so forth. That would be fine. Now, I am, though, as you probably can tell, rather dubious about using molecules and energies that aren't in nature unless it's an emergency or unless nothing else works. Would you mind telling me what this condition is that 97,000 people have?
It's myelodysplastic syndrome affecting your blood.
Yes, sir. That is a tough one, no question.
Yes, unknown causes and unknown solutions. Currently, it's mainly what puts most of us in a maintenance program, which is, I participate in transfusions regularly. So looking forward to maybe this one. This one seemed to be an alternative. If you're familiar with the natural hormone erythropoietin, EPO.
Sure. Yes,
I get that regularly, and it may help a little, but after 2 years of weekly injections, it has not triggered anything. And this particular item is touted as a similar acting but a different pathway solution. It is, apparently, as I understand, it's an injectable, and it's just finishing up what appear to be very successful trials that have been going on for about 4 years. So that's why I'd just be happy to bring it up, bring it to your attention. If to take a look at it, see what you think, or just, you know, just we'll just go ahead and see if somebody takes it up. If but in the meantime, I'm hoping Dr. Percy's stuff will be of help. I'd be happy to be greatly surprised and happy if it works.
Okay, well, please get in touch with Carrie and give her those details, and she'll relay the thing to me. One other thing that's very simple, sir, that I hope is in your routine. It's been reported now, research proven, that the mineral element lithium stimulates hematopoietic stem cells to divide and make new hematopoietic cells. How do you like that? And it can induce them to divide into anything that's needed there in the bone marrow. Now, I'm not going to tell you that's a total cure, but I am going to tell you that the people that I recommend that to who've got this problem do have at least some results that are noticeable on their follow-up lab tests. And the fact that lithium is right there in the published literature as being able to do that, that's the way it is.
I take it daily for about 2 or 3 years now, ever since you mentioned it several years ago.
Good.
I've taken it, and also selenium, too, that little little tiny bottle of drops and stuff like that. She's got me on a list of natural supplements that I've gotten from the dispensary, and those are daily items as well.
Okay, well, look at one other thing. This is possible to overcome. I just had a visit from the son of a man who, it was his dad, who moved back to China because he had been here in the States needing blood transfusion every few weeks. And with what he got done, he's needing transfusion about every 8 or 9 months now. So he moved back to China. And also Dr. Lamson at our clinic has had some very good success with hematopoietic syndromes. So anyway, sir, hang in there and keep doing what you're doing with Dr. Persa. And please get in touch with Carrie, and I'll be glad to look at this other article. Any kind of information I can get is always a help. So thank you with helping me.
I've been a patient with Dr. Sherman and Lamson, too. I wore them both out. So I'm trying my luck now with Dr. Persa. Only kidding.
I'm sure you didn't wear them out.
I did take a bunch of natural supplements that Dr. Lamson recommended before he had to have himself fixed a little bit as well. And none of those in heavy doses seemed to make a change at the time, but they were, I'm sure you'd know what he'd be recommending. We tried those as well.
Good for you. You're really giving it a shot.
I'm a tried and true experimenter and willing to jump on board if you got anything to try. So we're currently hoping that this one will go. I guess it takes maybe a few weeks before it triggers or kicks in. So
frequently
that's
does.
What we're waiting
sir. Frequently
on now.
Frequently does. Yeah.
My wife is a retired nurse and very good with a needle.
Oh, sorry about that, but I guess
no. She's good. Good. She's done it all, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for calling.
I just recommend the 1-inch needle and not the 1.5-inch. It makes a big difference.
There you go. I know, and a smaller gauge too.
Yeah.
I'll be looking.
Okay.
I'll be looking
for thanks for taking the time to chat with me. I hope some other people get on board. I learn a lot listening to you, and also you're a lot easier to reach on the radio. Right now, I'm scheduled to see you in February, so maybe we'll have something positive to talk about.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.